Top's around 19 degrees today. It's currently sitting on about 15 at the moment. On the Coffs Coast, 186.3 Triple M. It's Moffy with you this morning for Jeff King Motors. Let's have a chat to Pat Conaghan. He's on the line, the member for Cowper. Morning, Pat.
Morning, Moffy.
Mate, look, a very important thing we talk about a lot here. And, I mean, only yesterday we had the rain and another crash. Four vehicles involved in that one near the Big Banana. It's Rural Road Safety Month.
Yeah, that's right, Moffy. This is an initiative by the Australian Road Safety Foundation. Third year they've put in the National Rural Road Safety Month because last year we lost 1,188 lives on our roads, but over two-thirds, 835, were on country roads in regional and rural Australia. So it's a federal government initiative to try and address that nationally.
And because this is a massive problem, Pat, the Coffs Clarence last year had awful numbers when it comes to road fatalities so far this year, and taking into account as well that we've had months where we haven't really been on the roads, but there's already been 10 deaths just in the Coffs Clarence Police District.
That's right, and the numbers aren't reflective of what you would think going through COVID. Everybody's been in isolation, but the numbers are up. And what that says to us is that people still don't take into account the conditions of the road. They think that because there's less cars on the road, they can go that little bit faster, especially in local areas or country areas. You know, people just don't adjust their driving or their driving habits to the road, such as, and you'd remember recently, people trying to drive through floodwaters and then blaming the council that there was no signs there.
Yeah. But this is the thing that gets me, and we've spoken about it before. I've spoken to the coppers about it before, and people immediately blame the roads. You hop behind the wheel of what is essentially a lethal weapon. You've got to adjust to the conditions. Yesterday, we had rain. You know that when it's going to rain, it's going to be a bit slipperier. But what happens down the bottom of the hill there at the Big Banana, you got four cars involved in a crash, one landing on their roof.
Yeah, absolutely. And people do need to take some responsibility. Part of the initiative for the Road Safety Committee and the Office of Road Safety is to invest in our local roads. And you would have seen the $1.5 billion recently and over $500 million were for local roads. And they were the bring forward project for local councils to uptake to make sure that, you know, we increase the safety for all our road users, not just the drivers, but you know, the vulnerable road users, the pedestrians, the cyclists, and the kids in the car.
Mate, your past as a copper, you would have been to a fair few fatal crashes. You see the toll it takes not only on the people involved and the families and stuff, but your workmates around you too. How is it getting through that?
Look, Moffy, it ruins lives. It really does. It's not just the victims in the car. It's the families, it's the ambulance officers, it's the police officers. I've seen countless colleagues of mine over the years fall by the wayside because of what they have seen, because of somebody's decision to go 10Ks over the limit or to be reckless in the car or to have a few too many drinks and think it's okay to drive.
I had a copper once call it the Swiss cheese thing, you know, where it's got the holes in the cheese and it could just be that one little thing that it might be that you're running late, leaving for work, but that can change the course of everything.
Absolutely, and it is. It's a real sliding doors moment. That one decision can change multiple lives.
Exactly. Well, mate, fingers crossed something can improve when it comes to road safety, especially on regional roads. While I've got you, the dates have been set now to return to Parliament.
Yeah, that's right. We're heading back to Parliament, down to Canberra on the 24th of this month. The last sittings were cancelled because of the risk for COVID. I, for one, am very pleased to head back down. I think we have an obligation to be seen, to be doing our work. I mean, we're all out there working. I'm seeing people every single day who have issues or who have ideas or looking for funding. I'm very happy to go down. We need to start passing some of the legislation to get this funding into place. To make the changes that COVID is forcing us to make. I heard someone say the other day, Moffy, that politics is the art of hope. And when people see the politicians and their leaders down there working, it gives them that little bit of hope. And I'm positive as well that we will get through this.
Yeah, definitely. Well, mate, enjoy that. And thanks for having a chat to us this morning.
Thanks, Moffy. Have a great day, mate.
Pat Conaghan with us this morning. It's the Coffs Coast 186.3 Triple M.